Hi, this is Dr. Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you want to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent programs, you can go to our program page at myfaithradio.com.
Okay, so we look at the Gospels, and we look at the way that Jesus interacted with quote-unquote sinners, whether it's the woman at the well, whether it's Zacchaeus, the tax collector. I mean, there's numerous examples of Jesus dealing with people who, in that culture, and certainly by the Pharisees' definition, were sinners, were pariahs. And we look at how he responds to each of them. We don't ever hear a situation where, you know, Jesus is interacting with someone who is struggling with same-sex attraction. And certainly culturally, that wasn't something that people advertised in that day and age, because often the result was not so pretty. But let's just speculate for a minute and say, what if Jesus had been approached by someone who talked about the fact that they had a male who had a love for another man? What do you think Jesus would have said and done, Preston?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know if I've ever heard anybody frame it just like that. That's awesome. Well, I think what we can do is we can take, as you said, Jesus doesn't interact with anybody that we know of that, you know, was gay or talked to the same sex. What we do have is a lot of interactions between Jesus and so-called sinners that were shunned by the religious elite of his day. And I take the category of like tax collector or even, you know, adulterous women or whoever, that religious leaders kind of stiff-armed and says, you sinner, you need to go over there. We're going to go over here and do our religious thing. And I feel that same category of those shunned by the religious elite in the first century, I think we can see how Jesus approached them and map that on how I believe the church should treat gay and lesbian people today. What we see, you even mentioned the whole story of Zacchaeus. Here's a tax collector. This guy is just piles of really icky sins in his life. And when Jesus encounters him, Jesus only says two things. One, I need to be with you. I need to stay with you, which is a statement of relationship. You only do that with somebody you want to be in relationship with. And then it's after that radical display of love that Zacchaeus repents. And then Jesus sits back and says, hey, you got saved. You know, and what we don't see is Jesus giving his stance on tax collecting and, hey, I need to tell you where I stand on extortion, all this. You know, there's not a single tax collector in heaven who got there because Jesus gave his stance on tax collecting.
That's a great analogy. I love it.
But here's the thing. Did Jesus have a stand on tax? Of course he did. But on the ground, on a relational level, he led with love. He affirmed people's humanity. And that love is what pushed obedience out the other side. And I think as evangelical Christians, we need to be very courageous in knowing where we stand. But on a relational level, I don't think we always need to lead with that stand. We need to be known for the radical grace that Jesus has shown us and let people be convinced of that before we start talking about, you know, different issues related to sexual ethics and so on.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our program page at myfaithradio.com. Just look for Dr. Bill Meyer Live.